88.9 Shine FM, every Wednesday, checking in with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Center, for our parenting moments. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Mike.
Kimberly, way back at the start of the new year, we kicked off 9 tips for talking with kids about trauma. If you missed any, you can always go back and listen to the podcast section at EckertCenter.com. And perhaps if you're just not ready to have the little ears in the car or at home here, you can always go there to listen. And we're going to wrap it up with, I guess, tip number 8 and 9.
That's right. So 8 is encourage children to act. When we feel the pain of others, compassion motivates us to help and to transform that pain into a feeling of connection and support. Encouraging kids to do something about what they're feeling can give them an outlet and restore their sense of control. So here are some suggestions of what you might want to do with your kids after they witness or hear about a traumatic event in news or experience one closer to home and within their own lives. Writing letters to victims and their families, sending thank you notes to doctors, paramedics, firefighters, or police, setting up community study groups to learn more about the issue, organizing a town meeting to create an action plan, writing a letter to the editor, or raising money for a specific cause or charity. You can help your children find a way to step out of their position of powerlessness. You can tell them honestly that their concerns are quite healthy, because people's concerns is the first step towards doing something to make the world safer. And, you know, Mike, by far one of my most precious memories is when my daughter was in elementary school and they were learning about some of the really tragic things that were happening in northern reservations. And it was making it into the news, very upsetting content for my daughter. And her and one of her friends, us as moms, helped them contact the Red Cross and find out how they could raise money for this community. And then they took their little jar and their little script and they went around the neighborhood and told people about what was happening and filled their jar with money, which we then sent on to the Red Cross.
Oh, awesome.
And it was so healing for my daughter, and again, so important that we show our kids how to move their concerns into compassion. Okay. And finally, number 9.
Okay.
Know when to seek outside help. So obviously I've shared these tips so that parents can handle a lot of these tragic pieces with their kids right at home. And there are times, though, when parents will say, wow, what's normal? How do I know when this is this requires more intervention or support? And the reality is that there may be no normal, but consensus among experts is that if this is going on for more than 3 months, and your child is still really suffering from anxiety, distraction, fear, hopelessness, sleep problems, nightmares, sadness, angry outbursts, headaches, stomach aches, it might be time to consult with a mental health professional. Every child is different, and how she reacts will depend on factors such as how close to home the tragedy was, whether she was traumatized in the past, and her general temperament of sensitivity. I do find that kids that are born more sensitive, that these traumatic events can land in a way that rolls off the backs of other kids. So really know your child, reach out for help when you can see shifts in their behavior that are not resolving.
Good information there. Yeah, every child is different, and no worries if you need to reach out for some more professional help. Make sure you get the help you need for your children.
Mm-hmm. And nice. At Eckert Center, we have some terrific child therapists and also therapists who work with teens. And we use a variety of trauma-informed interventions, and I really encourage people to check us out at eckertcenter.com. And again, remember that services are quite convenient. You can come to our north or south location or join us online anywhere in Alberta.
Beautiful. And each week, Kimberly, blessing someone in our Shine family with a free initial visit valued at approximately $275. Thanks for doing those every week, Kimberly. And we're going to give that to who this week?
Let's go with caller number 3 today, Mike.
Caller 3 at our Shine line, 403-276-8888. Kimberly, it's been a wonderful topic over the last couple of months. Again, our Shine family can check out eckertcenter.com in the podcast section to go back for this information. And I guess that means a new topic next week.
That's right. March okay. will roll out something brand new.
I'll wait to be surprised. Thank you so much,
okay.
Kimberly.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for joining me on this important topic, Mike.
Thank you.